Om Shanti. 22nd June 2019. Saturday. Slogan. Accumulate the treasures of thoughts, words, time, virtues, and powers, and you will continue to receive help from them. Accumulate the treasures of thought, words, time, virtues, and powers. And you will continue to receive help from them. Brahmin life is the life of treasures. And whenever somebody hits upon treasure, the joys know no bounds. Everybody aspires for treasures. In this Brahmin life, Baba has given us unlimited, unnumbered treasures. Baba is talking about these five treasures today. Thoughts, words, time, virtues, and all the powers. And the most important of these treasures is the treasure of thought. Every treasure is important, but thoughts are very much linked to our personality, and whatever we think, we become that. We are the direct result of our thoughts. Positive thoughts leading to positive attitude, leading to creation of positive conditions. Negative thoughts leading to negative attitudes, leading to negative circumstance. So man is the direct result of his thoughts. Thoughts of anger, thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of pride, thoughts of negativity make man miserable, restless, full of anxiety, and life turns into hell. In the similar manner, thoughts of positivity, thoughts of cheerfulness, thoughts of universal brotherhood makes one calm, quiet, peaceful. So if you see person A and person B, similar situations, similar financial status, similar relatives or people around them, and yet they both are different. If A is filled with positivity, his outlook is entirely different. If B is filled with negativity, everything is difficult for him. Though we all know all of this, but yet how much attention we pay to our thoughts. That's why Baba said the first treasure is thoughts. Use it and get benefited from it. The second treasure is words. Words spring from our emotions. Whatever we feel within, the same thing comes out. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, spiritual love, Ruhani Pyar, You should have spiritual love amongst yourselves. If there is a feeling of hatred, and if there is a feeling of complaint, and if there is a feeling of jealousy amongst Brahmins, even though there are no vices as such, everybody is pure, but such feelings or the lack of spiritual love will again be a cause of disturbance in Brahmin life. So words arise from thoughts, or words arise from feelings. Words arise from bhavana. What is that which we feel deep within ourselves? If A is meeting B and there is a feeling of hatred, but A doesn't want to show it, or he tries some ways or means to suppress it, no matter how much hard he tries, some words would come out at some point of time that would be filled with hatred. So words are the direct result of feelings, thoughts. Time is the treasure. Those who destroy time, now, time will destroy them one day. That's why each second of confluence age has got extraordinary importance. What are we doing with our time? Are we utilizing it to make ourselves strong spiritually? Or our time is going on in the wasteful things of the world? Virtues, to what extent we have filled ourselves with all the divine virtues? Powers, to what extent I have become powerful? So Baba has talked about these five treasures, and I would say the most important of this is thought. Because when these are powerful, words would become powerful. When these are powerful, time management is thought management. That is a one word definition of time management. Time management is nothing but thought management. Thought crimes. That's a word which is used. Thought crimes. Thought sins. And virtues and powers, they result directly from the powerful thoughts. Because powerful thoughts would be virtuous. Because powerful thoughts would make one powerful. And in this confluence age, our goal is to become very powerful. And what is the way to become very powerful? There are two types of thoughts, waste thoughts and powerful thoughts. Tomorrow's entire Murli, Avyakt Murli, is based on this. Baba said, you have come to this gathering, this spiritual gathering, and this confluence age is a great age. So what are you at confluence age? Powerful? Or your thoughts are going waste. So what waste thoughts do and what powerful thoughts do? There is a wastage of energy in waste thoughts. They scatter you. All the concentration is lost. There's a disturbance in relationships. There's a wastage of time. So many things with waste thoughts. And when one is powerful, Baba said, there would be greenery. Whenever there is a powerful thought, there is sadabahar, greenery. And waste thought, the barren land. And which is the source of powerful thoughts? The one and the only source. Murli. Baba said each and every saying of Murli is filled with powerful thoughts. It's a treasure of strength. It is a storehouse of energy. And listening, and this Murli has got three stages. First is listening. Second is accommodating that Murli. And third is becoming embodiment. First is listening. And Baba said this is just the first step. To listen to Murli, to become very happy. To listen to Murli, to get lost. To listen to Murli and to dance, to sing and to say it's very good. And there is a sweetness in listening, ras. But the moment you stop listening, the ras finishes. And it's everything is gone. So many students are at that stage. Just enjoy listening Murli. They love listening to Murli. They get filled with happiness when they listen to Murli. And they might even be writing down many points. Or even remember. But that is just the first step. The second step is samana, accommodate. When you accommodate those points, those pearls, those jewels of knowledge in the apron of your intellect, then you become bharpur, then you become full. And when you become full, there you don't get any waste thoughts, no waste. So these are the two different processes. Just to listen to Murli is simply an elementary step. This is KG1 and KG2. Here you are entering graduation, where you sit in silence, you go in solitude, you take one point of knowledge, just one point, extract it, see it, feel it, visualize it, churn it, allow that point to sink in. The gray matters, the cerebral cortex, allow it to percolate, to penetrate, to dribble into the veins. The psychological veins. And when such a vein is blocked, one gets spiritual stroke, where half the body is paralyzed and one can't walk. So accommodation, allowing it to sink, is very important. So the first stage of Murli is listening. Simply listening and getting happy, and that's it. And we are in Gyan. And we are very strong. But when tufan, storms come, everything is rooted out. So waste thoughts are like storms, and strong thoughts are like greenery. That's a language Baba has used. Highly poetic, allegoric, full of metaphors, full of similes. Baba uses Shakespearean Hindi. Shakespeare's sonnets. There's one example. And while describing that example and comparing it with something, that something is compared with third thing. And when comparing that third thing is compared with fourth thing. That is Shakespearean's English. For example, I have to describe this pen. So he says this pen is like the pole. The pole is black. The black is like the darkness. And the darkness is like the something. So he compares one thing with another, third thing with another. That's why. So, Baba also uses poetic language. Entire Murli is a poetry, in fact. Literature. So third stage, three stages, sunnah, listening. Second stage, samana, accommodate it. And third stage is embodiment, swaroop. And once you become embodiment, you become powerful. And once you become powerful, you make others powerful. So these are the three stages described in tomorrow's Avyakta Murli. Of becoming strong, samarth. So way to become samarth is to churn the powerful points from Murli. Just to take one point. You don't have to take multiple points, just take one. One is enough. One line of the Murli is enough to make somebody complete. One line is enough. One drop is enough. One word? One word, not even one word, just point is enough. So, thought management. The first thing is thought. These are the treasures. Makes thoughts powerful. And how do we make thoughts powerful? By churning. By thinking. By reflecting. By going in silence. By going in solitude. Trying to understand. Trying to listen. Trying to read Murli. Trying to revise Murli. Trying to narrate or relate it to somebody or discuss or brainwash or brainstorming, brainwashing the external knowledge of the world by this spiritual knowledge. So brainstorming, mind mapping, so many methods. So use different methods every day. Take new points every day. Take a thought. Murli is a collection of ideas. It's a collection of new points. So you should search which is the newest point in today's Murli. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba described Paramdham. This is the supreme abode. Baba said every soul has fixed position. You don't have to worry. You don't have to, this is a seat. You don't have to keep any cloth or handkerchief there. So that somebody, fearing lest somebody should sit there. Everybody's position is fixed. You should not have fears and insecurity. That's your position which was very much near to Shiv Baba. Somebody is trying to usurp. Somebody is trying to take it. Everyone's position is fixed. All religions, all the souls, they have got fixed positions. Nobody can push you aside and sit on your place. Or there is no security people sitting there for sitting arrangements. Just as in Diamond Hall you have people, servers, they will take care who has to sit where. So here it's automatic sitting arrangement. Soul goes and takes its position. Soul comes down and automatically goes again and takes its position. So this is a new concept, a new idea, a new thought in today's Murli. Everything is so nicely recorded that soul goes. Soul knows because it is home. It's home. For example, the place wherever you are born. If you make the person blindfold and tell him go in your village and now find out where is your home, house, he will go and find out. In the similar manner, soul knows this was my position. Right third row. Here. The soul knows the position. So, thought management. So, taking new points from Murli, using it, and drinking it. Eating, drinking, seeing, whatever. Chewing, sipping. So the first treasure is thought. So make the thoughts powerful. When the thoughts are powerful, automatically words are powerful. Because words are the direct result of thoughts, or words are the direct result of feelings. When the thoughts become powerful, automatically words would become powerful. If the thoughts are left without control and somebody works on words, one can become speaker, but not a spiritual person. The third treasure is treasure of time. What are we doing with our time throughout the day, which is most important? How I am utilizing my time? And as I said, time management means thought management. Managing thoughts. You don't have to worry about time. What time is there? What's happening there? Manage thoughts. Take care of the thoughts. See that thoughts don't go waste. And automatically time will not be wasted. So, time and thought. Samay, sankalp. These are the two important treasures. Not a single thought should be wasted and not a single second should be wasted. Virtues and powers. Virtues and powers. Becoming virtuous is a great goal of life. A virtuous person is always respected. A virtuous person is always looked upon as an ideal, is always looked upon as a role model. But virtues, they take time. It's a long-standing effort which is needed to become virtuous. It's not an overnight game. To inculcate one virtue, some may be born with some inborn virtue, but most of the people have to work hard. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, some have greatness thrust upon them. So, only few are born great, but most of the time, we have to achieve virtues. That means we have to achieve greatness, we have to achieve, inculcate those virtues and powers. Many powers are there. Big list of powers. Power to assimilate, power to digest, power of balance, power of creativity, power to decide, power to discriminate, power of love, power of silence, power of truth, power of realization, power of silence, power of solitude, power of tolerance, power of knowledge, power of yoga, power of detachment, power of visualization, power of concentration, power of attachment, judgment, power of accuracy is a war of virtue. So all powers, power of churning, power of thought, power of mind, power of subconscious mind, power of observation, visualization, seeing, vision, power of drishti. power of understanding others or oneself, whatever, power of understanding, power of touch. So you touch and there is an electric current. So power of touch. So many powers are there. Think of those powers. Churn on those powers. Sometimes you read Murali in that manner, that what are the powers which are described in today's Murali. For example, Baba has described the power of Ruhani love. Spiritual love. Amongst you there should be spiritual love. So that's a power. You are the rivers. In the blessing, Baba said, you are the rivers of love and he is the ocean of love. You become the master ocean of love. When you come near to this ocean of love, a river and the ocean, they are mixing, becoming one. So the river becomes master ocean. The river loses its identity and it becomes an ocean. So these are the points of churning. So take points of churning, extract them, see them, feel them, visualize them, discuss them, use them. Remove this gap of practice and plan and practical. Tomorrow, Sunday's Murali, Baba said, there is a gap in some children. Plan and practical, there is a gap. So keep yourself busy in Samartha Sankalp, in powerful thoughts. So your journey starts from listening to accommodating to becoming embodiment of every point of knowledge of Murali. Om Shanti.